Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll feature three more Motown instrumentals. We'll start off with the Funk Brothers, then we'll hear from the Velvettes, Shorty Long, Joker Campbell's Big Band, Diana Ross, the Marvelettes, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers, and the Supremes. First up this half hour, the Funk Brothers, with the Temptations smash number one song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown.
Start.
Shorty Long with A Whiter Shade of Pale, recorded and released in 1969. That song was a big hit by the English group called Procol Harum. Shorty played trumpet on the song and unfortunately died June 29, 1969 in a boat accident. His biggest hit was the year before with Here Come the Judge. Before that, the Valvolettes, some Motown Memory's favorite artist from 1965, A Bird in the Hand Is Worth Two in the Bush. And we start this half hour with the Funk Brothers, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, recording released in 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring Motown instrumentals. Well, coming up, another Motown instrumental, Choker Campbell's Big Band with a Supremes' number one smash hit, Come See About Me. Well, Choker Campbell was born an only child in Shelby, Mississippi, and his family moved to Saginaw, Michigan when he was 5 years old. He studied saxophone under several musicians, and he left school at the age of 19 to pursue a career. In the early 1960s, he got a job at Motown Records playing with the resident band and then leading one of the road bands that supported the artist on tour. He backed many famous Motown artists such as the Supremes, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, the Four Tops, and Stevie Wonder. He was the band leader of the Motown house band called the Funk Brothers until his role was taken over by Earl Van Dyke, who we heard last half hour. Well, after leaving Motown, Choker Campbell continued to lead his own band in Detroit, traveling to Canada with his band and playing several Canadian venues. He settled in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We established the Tri-City Recording Company, and he started his own record label. Well, here comes Choker Campbell's Big Band, actually made up of 16 different musicians, and the Supreme smash hit Come See About Me from 1964 right here on Motown.
Just be glad for the time together. And a Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Marvelettes with You're My Remedy, and they reached number 48 in the pop charts, number 16 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1964. Before that, Diana Ross, a pretty song, Touch Me in the Morning, number 1 in the pop charts and number 5 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1973. And we started this set with Choker Campbell's Big Band, the supreme smash hit Come See About Me from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we continue to feature Motown instrumentals. Well, one more coming up. Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers with the Marvelettes smash hit Too Many Fish in the Sea, right here on Motown Memories. Supremes with Floyd Joy, number 16 in the pop charts, number 5 in the Van Blues charts of 1971, and we started with Earl Van Dyke and the Souls, There Is Too Many Fish in the Sea from 1965. Well, this hour, we visit some great Motown instrumentals. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.